Hello, everyone. I'm currently in between videos, and I was trying to, just flesh out a couple new concepts when I got a message in my inbox that really just struck a nerve with me. This message was basically of a man who he was one of these guys who was, on this current trend of men that are saying, that the men's movement should be inclusive of married men, and I'm not denying that it shouldn't. I absolutely, but this is one of these people that claim that he got into this movement and he did so before he was married and was warned thoroughly by the repository of information on what a bad deal marriage is for men that exists on the internet, in the manosphere, in the men's movement. He was thoroughly warned and decided to go ahead and get married anyway. So this is one of those guys who was like, oh, men going their own way means men going their own way, so you can't tell me not to get married, which I can. I don't tell anybody, I don't try to demand anybody not get married, but I'm certainly doling out advice that you can take and which you also can refuse to take. And this is one of those people that refused to take the advice of not getting married and went ahead with it anyway. And, surprise, surprise, his little cupcake decided to act on her hypergamous instincts and is now divorcing him and cheating on him. And, I'm not going to mention this guy's name. I don't want to put this guy on blast, but the tone of his message was what really started to piss me off. I mean, this guy, he messaged me and he was kind of coming on this tone like, well, what does the men's movement do for men like me that are in this situation now that can use help? Will the men's movement, help me out, help men out when they really need it in the middle of divorce court? Or are you guys just going to make a bunch more videos saying how marriage is bad, et cetera, et cetera? So this is a person who came into this movement, who knew the risks of marriage, who was instructed not to get married, and now he believes that it's the men's movement's responsibility to now dig into their pockets and come to the rescue and bail this guy out. And this is the kind of thing that really pisses me off, If you want to be one of these guys that's like, oh, we can get married, marriage is okay, la la la, blah blah blah. If you're one of those guys and you decide to go ahead after repeatedly being warned not to, you decide to go ahead and tie the knot and take that plunge and take that risk and you get fucked, right? And you end up in family court and you end up with that blank stare on your face like, what the fuck have I gotten myself into? How dare you expect the men's movement to turn around and reach in its pockets and provide financial assistance to you because you refuse to take the advice given to you? Now, when I first came into this movement, there was very articulate people. There was none of this, it's okay to get married stupidity. There were very articulate, intelligent people constantly putting out the message, don't get married. It's a bad deal for men. You're putting yourself at risk. Don't get married. All right? And I'm not saying that if you're married and you're happy, whatever, but you have to take the risk. You have to understand that you're taking a risk. You have to understand that you were warned not to take that risk. And you have to understand that if things hit the fan, you have nobody else but you to blame because you put yourself in this situation. We don't want this turning into another feminist movement where, we see where in the feminist movement, women fight to institute slut walks, when a police officer, somebody who's experienced with how people fall victim to crime, somebody who knows how these things work, mentions the fact that if a woman is, for example, out late at night, after a night of partying in a bad part of town, and a rapist who is looking for easy prey, because that's what a rapist is a predator. If he's looking for easy prey, he may very well decide to victimize this woman. And that same woman can take measures to avoid those situations. And of course, this isn't saying that you know, women have this that little meme that they've been sloganeering, saying, "Don't tell women not to dress a certain way. Tell rapists not to rape." Nobody's telling women that it's their fault if a rapist rapes them. We're telling women that there are steps you can take to avoid being raped. Bottom line, simple as, nothing about rape advocation whatsoever in that. And in the men's movement, you know, we see also this desire to be bailed out after you went ahead and took action that would put you in a higher likelihood of being victimized by the alimony and divorce industry. And now you're staring down the family judge, and now you don't know what to do. But you put yourself there. So don't expect the men's movement to now reach in its pocket and bail you out financially. Okay? Personal responsibility. Personal responsibility. It's something that men need to understand. Of course it's not fair that the courts are set up this way. Of course this is a violation of the 13th Amendment. Of course this is a form of legal slavery. You know, it's unfortunate that's the way it is, and the men's movement is trying to change that. But in the meantime, we have told you consistently not to get married. You decided to do so anyway. When you end up in divorce court, it's your fault. I don't have any sympathy for you, and I'm certainly not going to dole out any of my hard-earned cash to bail you out of your stupidity. I don't feel sorry for you, and I'm not going to sympathize with you at all. Right? When I came into this movement, I listened. I shut up and I listened. And the message that I kept getting consistently over and over was that you shouldn't get married because men lose a ton of money in divorce. Lose their financial freedom, they lose their children, so on and so forth. You know the deal. This is how it goes. This is the status quo. This is how men have been deprived of their wealth and progeny for decades. Right, and of course, you know, it is harmful. These people within the men's movement that say marriage is okay, you know, or you can find the right girl if you just look hard enough. All right, you know, that does contribute to men that ultimately decide to take that plunge of marriage, and it is misleading. But at the same time, there is a preponderance of evidence available to you. Made available to you by the men's movement that tells you specifically to avoid this social contract, that it's destructive, that it's an inherently misandric contract, and that you should avoid it. That's all I really got to say for now.